Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Wanted to share with you 3 of the most foundational, mainstay, evergreen factors in sustained and scaled success. So look, you have to define what success means to you. I don't want you to measure success on anybody else, including myself. So whether it's wealth, health, happiness, longevity, purpose, vision, etc., then that's got to be your definition. I'm not here to bark at you on what success means. What I would say, though, is having studied thousands of the most outwardly perceived successful people on the planet, and having gone through my own journey and checked in at times when I felt the most successful. And by the way, sometimes that's outward results, best-selling author, podcaster, multimillionaire, entrepreneur, whatever. But then sometimes actually it's more of an inward feeling. So these 3 foundations are PCC. PCC. So the P is purpose. Now, there is nothing more magnetic and attractive for you towards a vision or mission and for other people towards you than purpose. And I would say purpose is a vision of which it is undeniable that you are on that path. You know it and the world knows it. You know, you are moving towards your purpose with purpose on purpose. I'll come back to that in a moment. I'll give you the C and the C, and then I'll go back to them and detail them a bit. So the next C is clarity, and that is clarity of vision, clarity of mission, clarity of who you serve. You know, you might call it your ideal demographic or your ideal client profile or your community, because we can't serve everyone. That's impossible, no matter how hard we may try. And then clarity of the delivery mechanisms of that, you know, which social media channels you're using, for example, and where to spend your time and the highest priorities and the income generating tasks. Clarity, because you know overwhelm is often confusion or doing too many things or the future imagination of having too much to do or not enough time or not being good enough at them or spread thin, etc. So as soon as you become clear, then friction reduces. And then the third C is courage. Courage to face your demons. Courage to follow your purpose with clarity, despite and in spite of the criticism and challenge you will undoubtedly get. You know, being yourself and accepting that some people will hate about you the very thing that is great about you. So they are, I believe, the 3 foundations of sustained and long-term scaled success. Because I think most people could be successful for a short time, but maybe a lot of people couldn't be successful for a lifetime. So let's go back and cover in a little bit of detail. I haven't got too long, so this will be nice and quick. But the first C, purpose, you know, having a purpose and moving towards that purpose on purpose. So my personal vision is to help as many people on this planet start and scale their business and get a better financial education. And if you look at my companies, Progressive Property, Progressive Success, if you look at all my books, Life Leverage, Money, Start Now, Get Perfect Later, I'm Worth More, Routine Equals Results. If you look at my podcast, The Disruptive Entrepreneur, my second podcast, Money. If you look at all of my courses, from the property courses to the podcast course to the social media course. If you look at everything I do on all social channels. If you look at the main theme through virtually all my content daily. There is an underlying message of starting and scaling your business and getting a better financial education. So I became clear on that maybe 7 years ago. And I wasn't clear on that at first. And that's okay, by the way. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and go, I am clear. I have had an epiphany. I have sweat out all my demons. It's 3 a.m. and I have had that moment of clarity and the world has stopped and the curtains have opened and the lights have shined down on me and I know who I am. That's not necessarily going to happen tomorrow. But what could happen is you could go on a journey towards that. You could start with property. You could start with a specific strategy in property, and then you could end up running a lettings business, and then you could end up writing a book, and then you could end up running a training course. And then you could realize that actually your purpose goes from local to national to intercontinental to global to intergalactic. And it could grow beyond a specific niche. And that's okay because it's a journey. And the bigger it gets, the more meaningful it is because the more people it can potentially serve. So always ask yourself, what is my purpose? What is my vision? How do I achieve that vision through a clear mission? Okay, so the second C then is clarity. Now, you know, they say, don't they, in selling or sales, the confused mind does not buy. Well, if you ask...
For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher-end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
Someone, what do you do? And they can't tell you in a sentence or two, or they waffle or ramble, or I do this, 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 and this, and a bit of this, 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 and this, then what you end up thinking is, I'm not really sure I know what you do, therefore I don't think you know what you do. So the opposite of clarity is confusion, overwhelm, spreading yourself thin, distraction. And, you know, with the world of social media and all these apps, devices, communication vehicles online, all these opportunities, the mass of information that's out there. Oh, the easiest thing in the world is to be overwhelmed. The easiest thing in the world is to be distracted. I think we need to get into the opposite of that, which is focused and concentrated. You can multitask, but you shouldn't be doing more than one thing at once. And I know that sounds like a paradox, but it's not. But that would be for another piece of content anyway. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will.
So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now.
Now, clarity is your vision statement, your mission statement, your values, your market, your message, what you stand for, what you stand against, what you believe in, all of those different areas of starting or scaling a business. And anything you are confused on, so is your market. And therefore, they're not going to jump into your community, you know, give their money to you when it's time for fair exchange. Okay, then the next thing, just quickly before I move on, clarity removes friction, and a lack of clarity increases friction. Then the third C, PCC, the third element of a foundational success, sustained and scaled, not just momentary, is courage. Now, courage, I think, is the... I wouldn't say ability, because we all have ability, but it's you facing the things that scare you the most that are in the way of your vision through your mission. So rejection might be in the way of scaling your business. Fear of what other people might say about you might be in the way of you scaling your business. Others disliking you, standing against you, trolling you, hating you, judging you. That might stand in the way. There's a very good book called The Courage to Be Disliked, which talks about Adlerian psychology. And one of the facets, the elements of that modus operandi, that methodology of thought, of a way to live, is that freedom is the courage to be disliked. Because if you don't have the courage to be disliked, you are always trapped by behaving, pandering to what other people will think about you. But if you have the courage to be disliked and you can accept being disliked, then and only then can you be yourself. And only when you be yourself can you be free. And I certainly do follow that methodology. And I've been trying to embrace that, grow with that, accept that, even, you know, love myself and my critic, myself. So I've definitely got more than one me, more than one personality. Courage is embracing that, going headlong into that, and taking those actions, those hard conversations, those, the decisions that ultimately are going to hurt and upset some, but you know are right for your mission and message. And not making decisions based on fear, because I think fear is a trap. It boxes you in. Fear is a prison. Now, of course, fear is vital in survival. So it's not like I'm trying to say you should not experience fear. But when it becomes a prison of decision and action, then you've got to somehow face it and master it. So I'll give you an example. It's very easy when you run a business to make decisions based on the fear of not making profit. But I would ask you this, what would you do for the next year if making money were not on the register of important areas? Like, let's say you had all the money you needed for the next year. It was done, it was given, and you never needed to, or in fact, you weren't allowed to make any decisions based on what would make the most money or what would make sure we hit profit margin targets. But instead, you made the decisions which are right for your vision, your mission, the growth of the company, the good outcome and results and the caring of your clients and your community. I reckon those decisions would be different. And I think a lot of profit-based decisions are fear-based decisions. And I know I've certainly felt that. When you see a downward trajectory in your management accounts, or when you want to increase your balance sheet, those decisions, you know, because things take time, don't they? So you make short-term decisions to make short-term cash, but actually that might be like slaying the golden goose for one meal instead of letting it lay the golden eggs. So I would say to you, can you start thinking about decisions and actions towards your vision and mission that aren't solely based on profit, or rather aren't based on fear or lack or scarcity. Instead, they're based on what the right decision is, and abundance and growth, and maybe, you know, what's right for the long term, the sustainability, the scale, rather than, you know, the short term hitting the monthly numbers. And that takes courage, because you have to hold your breath. I had had many meetings with my business partner last year, and there was a downward trajectory in the profit margins on our management accounts on one of our companies from probably August to December. And one of the reasons was a change of accounting policy and the way we were accounting our numbers. And another one was because of some strategic changes. And I just said, hold your breath, hold your breath, hold your breath. This will turn around. This will turn around. It's going to take a few months. This will turn around. And he was like, well, when? And he's like, there's a downward trajectory that's a sign of things to come. And he pushed me and he pressured me. And I said, wait, we will have faith. And then sort of January, February, they really started to turn. And then March, April, May, they've been, like almost the biggest profit margins we've ever had. And it was good that I had held faith and stood my ground and kept my shape and had faith in myself for, you know, the longer term thinking and not the short term thinking. All right, quick summary then. So the three foundations of sustained and scaled success as measured by you. Of course, you know, I'm mostly talking entrepreneur language, but you could think about your own personal vision and mission, or what happiness and growth and progress and results mean to you. But I believe purpose, clarity and courage, they are the mainstays. And I think if you focus on them, you'll do good for yourself and others. So thanks for tuning in. I love you all. Remember to start now and get perfect later. And also remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Hi, it's Rob again, and this is the second round of Stars Shout Outs. Just to remind you, as long as you follow me on my Facebook page, which is Rob More Progressive, and turn on the notifications for the videos, I do 1 to 2 live videos a day. I do interviews, I do lots of content you do not get on this podcast. Periodically, you're going to see me do stars promotions, which means for just a small donation of stars, anywhere from $5, $10, $20, $25, very small amounts of money, you can get big shout outs to 145,000 people on my Facebook page, or even millions of downloads and subscribers on this very podcast. Now, one of the new marketing tests and features I did on the Stars program, I believe I may be the only person on the planet to do this, is that for a small donation of stars on one of my live videos I did recently, you are able to get a shout out on this podcast. So I'm going to shout out a few of my loyal community members who've donated stars, who've got products and services you might be interested in. If you would like to hear you, your name, your brand, your link, your offer, your book, your product, your service, your podcast, your Facebook page, your Facebook group, whatever, then make sure you watch my live videos, because it's quite an exclusive opportunity. So there's Philippa Smart, who has the Be Smart Design and Brand Agency. And she has unique branding or rebranding to set you apart and supercharge your sales. And you can either call her on 07912 842060, or you can email her at philippa@bestsmartdesign.co.uk. That's besmartdesign.co.uk. BESMARTDESIGN.co.uk. Right, then there's Tom Soane, who has the Anonymous Landlord podcast. So he helps people systemize and scale their property business. And it's called The Anonymous Landlord. It's on Podbean and other podcast platforms. He's interviewed me on his podcast. He's a lovely chap. Then there's Sally Marie of wellbeinganywhere.com. So she helps you look after your mental, spiritual and physical well-being wherever you are. That's wellbeinganywhere.com. Then we have Craig Schulze, and he's the founder of the One Shot Movement, helping with inspiration and education to live life with passion and purpose. And his website is craigschulze.com, and Schulze is S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. Thank you, Craig. Then we have Anna Geary, who's been a follower and a fan, a subscriber to the podcast and my companies for many years. She's epic and relentless and prolific.
And she has a podcast which is called Marketing Made Easy. That's Marketing Made Easy. So if you're into marketing, you want to grow your business and your brand, she's worth listening to. Then we have George Wilkinson. And he has a book coming up called Thrive, 7 Steps to Successful Self-Leadership. You can email him on wilkinsongd, golf delta, at gmail.com, name George Wilkinson. Thrive, 7 Steps to Successful Self-Leadership. That's out on Amazon, 17th of September. So I don't know what date exactly this episode will go out, but 17th of September, if that is in the future. So thanks for listening in. Thank you for all my supporters, followers and fans around the world. And like I said, make sure you're following me on my Facebook page, where there's the supporter program, the stars feature, the Facebook live events. There's me doing 5 or 6 pieces of content a day. And much of it is unique, i.e. it's different to what you hear on my podcast. And you get to take the opportunity to get shout outs on my page, on my podcast, on my stories, and potentially reach hundreds of thousands or more people. So thank you, love you all, and remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.